This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really, really appreciate you guys tuning in. This is an interesting email. Timothy writes, you're talking about getting fired and self-confidence. I had in the previous hour, we were talking about a coworker who caused somebody to lose their job and they wanted to get back at them. But he writes, I've been fired 3 times and don't want to even try again. He basically goes, it's a long email on how somebody was out to get him, but he thinks it's actually him, and that he, you know, he may stink. That's not the word he used when it comes to his job. So he's like, how do you build up your confidence after being fired from 3 jobs? Now, I would probably say, Timothy, I mean, geez, the average person, I think, gets fired a heck of a lot more than you. You know, when did this happen where losing your job reflected on you personally? You know, I always thought that if you lost your job, it was somebody else's fault. It was bad luck. You know, it's so awesome that with cable, you could see old TV shows. So Good Times, you know, apparently streams, or not streams, but it's played on cable. So I was watching a few of those a few days ago. John Amos and Esther Roll and all the, oh, I loved Good Times. And I guess, you know, the date was back, so it was about 1975. And so, you know, the dad would lose his job, you know, and lose his job on the dock, or I forget what he did, you know, or JJ would lose his job. And, you know, it was a recession, you know, in the 70s, it was a rough time. And so, I always, you know, when I was a very young kid, because I was, 4 years old when that probably aired, you know, I remember my parents and them having issues. And, you know, they never said that they did a bad job. I mean, when you got fired, it was because of somebody else, you know, that they had to make cuts or they wanted to give it to a boss's son. And so, you know, I don't know if self-responsibility might not have been the topic of conversation back then. But then we start to move into the 80s where, you know, be all that you can be, you know, and the, greatest American hero. And I'm trying to think of all the other things as a child where, you know, you're going to succeed no matter what you do. And so, but if you don't, it's because you didn't. What was the Nike slogan? Just do it. You know, and the no pain, no gain. And then you started to realize in the 80s, and maybe it's just because that's when I was a teenager and I was starting to get more competitive, you know, because I wanted to, you know, get a scholarship to college and be the first person in my family to go to college, etc., that if you don't make your own future, you know, you're not going to go anywhere. So that's when I learned that I need to bust a move, and if I don't, you know, I'm not going to make it anywhere. And so, and I'd like to say, you know, that was a thought in the 80s, where you had to make your mark and you had to make your money. And then, you know, in the 90s, I'm not really sure what happened because I was in medical school. And those were the Clinton years. And I think there was another recession. You know, every 20 years, we have a real bad recession, roughly. So I remember there was something going on. And I didn't really see a lot of it because I was just, you know, a poor student. I was just eating my top ramen and I was fine with it. And I was waiting tables. You know, I'll get, you know, $5, $10 tip here and there. Sometimes I get a $20 tip. I was so happy with that. You know, but I knew if I lost my job, it would have been my fault. And so here we are today where it's a mixture of, you know, look, is it the recession that caused a lot of people to lose jobs? Or is it, well, you know, there's somebody better than you. And there's always going to be somebody better than you. And on top of that, there's going to be machines and robots who are better than you that aren't going to complain, that aren't going to sue, that aren't going to call out sick, that are going to be more productive, that are, and you know what? Now we got to compete with a robot, for crying out loud. So here we have Timothy who lost his job. He's like, how do you get the confidence? And I don't know what I would do if I was, you know, jobless, and thank God I'm not, and I had to go back out there and I had to show that, you know, and I had to compete with somebody younger, somebody stronger, somebody digitalized, somebody, I don't know how I would do it. So we're going to be talking today about how to boost your confidence and what are some very helpful tools to make yourself more confident. Speaking of confidence, looks like Microsoft has some confidence because Microsoft is aiming to solve cancer and is flirting with the fact that we could be cancer-free within 10 years. Very, very optimistic, but I really love when a big company starts getting excited, you know, in something that they may not really have an obvious stake in, because maybe what they'll do is they'll start, spending some money. Okay, that the government isn't spending, so that'll be pretty, pretty cool. Many of you guys call off sick, and, you know, you don't want to get fired for that. Well, we have some of the most believable sick day excuses if you did want to call out. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so really quickly here, we have a Lego Me-Ego, Lego Ego Waffle, whatever the heck you call it, recall. Why? Because they're concerned about Listeria. All right. Apparently, Kellogg has recalled around 10,000 cases of Eggo Nutri-Grain whole wheat waffles in 25 states, including New York, that can be tainted with the bacteria Listeria. They say the nasty little bug affects the GI and nervous systems, causes serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Symptoms include high fever, severe headaches, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea. They say no other Eggo products are impacted by this recall, and the company has thus far received no reports of illness to date. The recall is preventative. So, look for your waffles that have the best used by dates of November 21st and November 22nd, 2017. We got some chocolate chip Legos, but that's Eggos. That's about it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, one of my listeners, his name is Timothy. He's lost about 3 jobs. Fairly short period of time, wants to regain his confidence, although the first thing that comes to my mind is, why are you losing so many jobs? Okay, I mean, let's just entertain temporarily before we build up your confidence. I don't want to knock you down at all, but we got to be honest about why you're losing these jobs. You're losing 3 jobs. Why? Okay, I mean, you know, yeah, we're still dealing with a crappy economy, but you would think by the 3rd job you can make this stick. So I would like to know why you're losing these jobs. And let's also be honest here. Okay? I mean, this is the place to be honest. All right? Do you not like the work? So you're calling out. I mean, we got to be honest. It doesn't make any sense for you to try to hold a job that you hate, you know, because you're not going to succeed at it. I mean, this is something we have to, you know, many times we have to reflect and we have to be very, you know, honest with ourselves. You know, if you don't like going to work and you call out or you come in late, you know, just to kind of shave a couple minutes off the shift, that's a problem. And so we don't want you suffering. I mean, we don't want you hating your job. So, you know, sometimes not keeping the job isn't entirely a bad thing. Okay, you know how you'll see some of these success stories of, you know, some of these artists where, you know, they were, you know, working in a diner, you know, and that wasn't them, or they were working in their father's garage, and it wasn't until they finally said, you know what, I'm just going to starve and follow my dream, and then they become the biggest, you know, rock star ever. Okay, you know, sometimes that's, you know, the way it happens. Sometimes you have to actually go out on a limb, and you have to go after a dream. And then, you know, make stuff happen. But before we do that, I mean, you know, yes, we'd like to identify if you have a talent, you know, first. But, you know, why is it that you can't hold a job? Okay? Is it that you, you know, cause fights? Is it because you don't shower when you go to work? You know, and the boss doesn't like that? Is it because you just don't follow protocol? Is it because you, you know, are drugged up, you know, and you are stoned when you come to work? So, you know, if it's something like that, I would feel a heck of a lot better if it was because you were stoned. Because that's kind of easy to fix. Just don't do drugs. And you'll probably keep your job. Right? Or is it because you keep losing the job because you get hired and then somebody does a background check? So it's something that keeps haunting you. But the fact that you're asking me about confidence makes me think you don't really think you're doing anything in particular to cause you to lose your job. And you think that you you just stink at what you're doing. Gosh, I wish I remember that quote. I remember there was a, who's the guy from Dances with Wolves? Kevin Costner, right? And he had said that his father had told him years ago, and I apologize if I'm misquoting, don't let anybody else outwork you. So this had to have been back in the 1950s or 60s or something. And, you know, his father was giving him that advice, which is very good advice. Don't let anybody else outwork you. Because then they get noticed, they're the ones that get the promotions, you know, and then when it's time for somebody to get cut, you're the one that's going to get cut. So one thing I would suggest in a job is, you know, don't let anybody else show you up. Now, I'm not saying you have to compete with, you know, them and try to put them down, but, you know, be a hard worker. You know, be good. And you can be good in your own way. One thing I always have to watch out for is whenever I'm in a new place or whenever I'm in a new situation, I just want to shine so badly that I don't realize that I'm going to be hurting other people's egos. And I end up doing that a lot. And I'm not doing that to make other people look bad. It's just I want people to know what they got. You know, they got Dr. Dahlia. This is what I do. This is what I'm good at. I know how to market myself. The problem is sometimes you could, you know, make other people feel threatened. Going, wait a second, you know, she's going to make us look bad. So, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, are you just so damn good that everybody gets blown away by you? I doubt that happens because still, you know, to be fired 3 times. So this was very interesting. This comes from Business Insider. And these are 10 things you could do to increase your confidence today. And self-confidence, it comes within. I know that kind of sounds, redundant, but it does. So number one, they say, visualize yourself as you want to be. This is so true. Okay, if I want to be a star, then I have to visualize myself as that. And there's a very, very fine line between narcissism and visualizing yourself as how you want to be. But, I mean, this is why Donald Trump is doing as well as he's doing. Okay? And you know, some people think it's a joke, but other people go, he knows how to play it. Okay? You know, that narcissism that he has, yes, it could be pathologic at times, but if he doesn't have pathologic narcissism, and he's like, you know what? I am a leader. I can be president. I'm presidential. Look at me. That could sometimes make him succeed. Right? And that's what I did with radio. You know, I was like, look, guys, you know, this is what I do. This is exactly in my wheelhouse. This is what I do. I'm a radio star. I got this. And you don't want to be cocky, but if you don't show confidence and you don't visualize yourself in the role that you want other people to see you as, they won't see you that either. So they say visualization is the technique of seeing an image of yourself that you are proud of in your own mind. And if you have a poor perception of yourselves, many times that poor perception is inaccurate. So practice visualizing a fantastic version of yourself achieving your goals. Now, none of this superhero stuff. I can't say I'm Wonder Woman. Okay, that's not going to work. Okay? But if I'm like, I want people to think I'm funny, I want people to think I'm nice, I want people to think I'm cute, I want people to think I'm spunky, you can do that. Okay, affirm yourself. According to Nikki Carnival, affirmations are a powerful tool to deliberately install desired beliefs about yourself. So you need to make this change in your brain before the rest of your body will follow. So these are affirmations. What was that on Saturday Night Live? Was it Stuart Smalley and his affirmations? Yeah. But here's the thing. You want your brain to accept positive statements. If you keep going, oh, I stink, oh, I blow, I stink at this and that, you can't, no. That it's not going to work. But if you're like, I'm good at this, I am really that. Damn, that was good. Like, I'll write a letter. Okay, or I'll write a grant proposal. I'll write something. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is good. That's really damn good. You know, and it helps. Do one thing that scares you every day. This is very interesting. T.R. Ecker writes, if you're insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think. So they say the best way to overcome fear is to face it head on. By doing something that scares you every day and gaining confidence from your experience, you will see your self-confidence soar. So get out of your comfort zone and face your fears. That's true. I've been afraid of the spider that's been living in my house for months. Finally, I got up and killed it. Okay, because it bit me twice in my sleep. It just, I don't know why it's in the bedroom. Yeah, I got bit. I got bit on the toe, and I got bit on my neck. And so I'm like, you know, fine, it's dead. And all of a sudden I was like, yeah, I could kill a spider because I'm scared of spiders. I'm really arachnophobic. Question your inner critic. They say some of the harshest comments that we get come from ourselves, the voice of the inner critic. So strategies like cognitive behavioral therapy help you to question your inner critic. Okay, and then it helps you look for evidence to support or deny the things that your inner critic is saying to you. We all have this little voice that talks to us. Maybe we're not auditorily hallucinating, but we have a voice saying, no, don't go there, you stink. No, don't go there, don't. Yeah, see? They say find opportunities to congratulate, compliment, and reward yourself even for the smallest success. Now, this is interesting, okay? Take the 100 Days of Rejection Challenge. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about how to build up your self-confidence. They say Jia Zhang has become famous for recording his experience of busting fear by purposefully making crazy requests of people in order to be rejected over 100 days. His purpose was to desensitize himself to rejection. After he became more upset than he expected over rejection from a potential investor. They say busting fear isn't always easy to do, but if you want to have fun while building up your self-confidence, this is a powerful way to do it. You know, that's true. Whenever you perform in front of people, a lot of times you like to perform in front of your friends that'll be hackers, right? Or that'll be hecklers, I should say, so that you are prepared, you know, when somebody does heckle you. Set yourself up to win. Help someone else. I always feel better when I help somebody else. I really boost my self-confidence. Don't forget to care for yourself. Okay? If you're not in good physical health or emotional health, that's a problem. Create personal boundaries and shift to an equality mentality. So don't always think that, you know, oh, these people are more deserving than you. All right? We're all equal. Okay? We all deserve the job. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
We
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So remember a couple years ago, some research by Harvard scientists said that your risk of prostate cancer was going to go up if you had a vasectomy? Well, a new study out of the American Cancer Society has ruled out concerns that your vasectomy is going to cause prostate cancer. They said, in addition to cancer, they say other dominant concerns related to vasectomy that people, you know, cite when they want to avoid getting it done is, oh, it's going to hurt. Is it going to be successful? What happens to the sex life? And so, you know, we got some good news with vasectomies, okay? Yes, you're going to probably feel sore for a couple weeks, but for the most part, they work. Usually, you know, guys get them done during March Madness, so they get to sit home and watch basketball, right? And now you don't have to worry about prostate cancer, according to this study. They said, next to melanoma, prostate cancer is the second most common cancer among men in the United States. I thought lung cancer was number one. For the study, cancer epidemiologist Dr. Eric Jacobs and colleagues of the American Cancer Society examined a vast sample of more than 7,000 cases of prostate cancer deaths. The new review had nearly 10 times more cases than that 2014 study by Harvard, which looked at 800 prostate cancer deaths. The American Cancer Society researchers also analyzed data from 363,000 men above 40 years old who participated in the Cancer Prevention Study 2. Of those 363,000, they looked at 42,000 who had a vasectomy. Then the new study focused on 7,400 prostate cancer deaths that took place during that cancer prevention study over 30 years. None of them gave any lead that vasectomy was a catalyst for the cancer. So the result annuls the fears that getting snipped could invite cancer of the prostate. That really never made sense to me either. Now, here's the thing. You still have, okay, I know a study from Harvard. Not a lot of people. I doubt Harvard's going to let this go. Okay, when you got a study coming out of Harvard, many people are like, wait a second here, okay? I mean, any study out of Harvard should supersede anything. Well, here's my problem. Whenever there's an old study, not that it's coming from Harvard, but whenever there's a study saying, look, we see a link, we can't just completely say, okay, it's annulled. We can move on. I just don't buy that, because I've seen too many evolutions of medical knowledge come out where, you know, originally it was all debunked, and then finally they're like, no, what we originally thought holds true. We got a problem. You know, so the first person that thought we were going to have super gonorrhea, he was right, obviously. You know, my concern is, when somebody has aggressive prostate cancer, the easiest thing to do is to look at the sample of people that have it, look back and see how many people had a vasectomy, which is kind of what they're doing. Okay? But that doesn't necessarily mean if a low number of people had a vasectomy in that group, that it doesn't cause cancer. What you need to do is take a look at a whole bunch of people that have had a vasectomy and then watch them. And if you see in that subgroup a higher percentage, then you might consider that there could be a risk. Now remember, obesity, that's another issue, smoking. So there's other things that cause prostate cancer that we really need to concentrate on. So just a recap, a vasectomy is where the vas deferens, which are the tubes that the sperm pass through from the testicles, are cut. They're cut, they're sealed, clamped. As a result, the sperm can't travel up, mix with semen produced by the prostate and prostatic fluids during sex. And then the vas deferens tubes being cut stop sperm from getting out into the urethra and outside world. So outside world or other partner, okay? I don't need to go that far. All I'm doing is talking about the vasectomy. So this is good news. I think it's good news for a lot of people. I think a lot of people are relieved. I never officially thought a vasectomy would cause prostate cancer. But, you know, what if there are some, let's say, protective factors? You know, I mean, why would Harvard come up with this a couple years back? You know, was it just kind of incidental? Well, we looked at these people, and so this is what we found. You know, or, you know, maybe the fact that, you know, we're messing with nature, you know, puts people at risk. Maybe it's because many people that have vasectomies are maybe more active, And these active people live longer, so if they live longer, they're going to be more prone to getting prostate cancer. So obviously things are, things need to be looked at. But by the way, if you do have a vasectomy, I would probably rate that high as a reason to call out of work. We're going to now transition to excuses that your boss will buy if you wanted to get out of work. They say bosses are more used to taking warning calls from employees who sounds like they're at death's door, and some sick day excuses are simply more believable than others, according to employers. So, you know, what type of excuses can you get away with? I think the vasectomy will work. They say when 1,000 bosses were asked about the excuses they listened to that really have them convinced, they said a dose of the flu, back pain, or some sort of bodily injury often did the trick. So you know what I would always say? I'd always say diarrhea. Every time I called in sick, and I was fake about calling in sick, I would bring up diarrhea. Because who would lie about something as embarrassing as that? Now, if you say I have a lot of gas, no, they'll be like, no, you just come to work and then just go out to your car if you have to. But when you say diarrhea, you know, they don't want that there. And the fact that you opened up to them, it's pretty cool. Periods may not be believed as much. Sorry, I got my period. And, it stinks because that really can be devastating. It could, really put you out and interrupt work, even though a lot of us women push through it, chug through it. But that excuse doesn't seem to, rate as high. So let me see what they came up with. They said the most believable sick day excuses was 1 was the flu, 2 was back pain, 3 was injury caused by an accident, 4 was stress, 5 was elective surgery, 6 was depression. 7 was anxiety, 8 was common cold, 9 was migraine, and 10 was none of the above. Okay? None of the above. I need to take off work. I am sorry. So, that's interesting. They say research conducted by AXA PPP Healthcare found that while many of us are happy to relay the details of a physical problem, we are far more reluctant to divulge mental health problems. Some 80% of workers questioned said they felt keen to lie about being affected by mental health issues for fear of being judged. You know what? 20% of people at least deal with some sort of depression or anxiety, and I think the number is even higher. So I think a lot of people call out of work, and they do so because they just don't feel like it, or they're in a mood. And how do you tell your boss that? All right, I don't want to go in because I'm in a mood. And it's logical for you not to want to go in because, if you're going to underperform, okay, you don't want other people seeing you like that. I mean, like for me, I need to perform. I have to be chipper. I have to be happy. Well, what if I don't feel happy? Now, for me, since I have so many other, travel engagements, etc., that unfortunately may take me away from my show, I'm not going to not do my show because I'm a little bit grumpy one day. And usually I can get myself out of a bad mood by eating some sugar. So as long as I got my sugar, I'm in a good mood. But what if somebody really suffers from clinical depression or clinical anxiety? That's a problem. That's a huge problem. And the idea of stress days now exist, where some people will call out of work saying, look, I'm taking a stress day. I don't particularly think that's the best thing to do. Because, even though you should have accommodations if you do have depression or anxiety, etc., if your boss is thinking of which employee to keep, right, when the going gets tough, and the going will get tough again, and you have somebody that always comes to work, never calls out, and can handle the stress, or somebody that has to call out because they need to take a stress day that month, who do you think is going to keep the job and who's going to lose it? So, go with the diarrhea, but if you do have depression or anxiety, get yourself treated, because that doesn't go away on its own that easily. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 5-year-olds at suicide risk. What's going on there? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you have a medical question, you could call in again at 1-877-DOC-DALI or email us at drdahlia.com. So this is a pretty scary study. They say a startling new study warns that some children as young as 5 years old may be at risk of suicide. They say black elementary school age boys seem to have a higher risk. However, black teens and young adults have lower rates of suicide than whites. They say adults need to realize that school age children as young as five can kill themselves. According to Dr. Gregory Fritz, director of the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at Brown University's Warren Alpert Medical School. He was not involved with the study, but is familiar with the findings. However, they say the study authors stress that it's rare for young children to die by suicide. Kids between the ages of 5 and 11 have a suicide rate of 0.17 per 100,000 children. For teens from 12 to 17, that number then rises to 5 per 100,000, according to background information from the study. And according to Dr. Fritz, mental health specialists used to believe that young children couldn't kill themselves. Experts thought kids were not capable of suicide because it couldn't be as hopeless as it was often seen to be required, or they didn't have a sense of time or an understanding of the permanence of death. But they say children do. We're not talking about accidental deaths. We're talking about suicides. This is crazy. Suffocation and strangulation seem to be the most common cause, by the way. They say it happens not every day, but not that infrequently. That's a very painful thing for adults to consider, but we have to confront that reality. Adults need to take even little kids seriously when they talk about suicide. They say most people outside of the mental health professions are aghast when they think of a six-year-old trying to do that. They think, are you kidding? How could that be true? So the researchers launched their study as a follow-up to previous findings that suggested an increase in suicide among young black children from 1993 to 2012 and a decrease among young white children, according to study lead author Ariel Sheftal. They say in this new study, it aims to understand more of the possible reasons. So they looked at suicide statistics in 17 states, and they focused on kids 5 to 11 and 12 to 14. They say 87% of 87 children who were 85% male, age 5 to 11, died by suicide in those states. 87 children between the years 2003 and 2012 killed themselves. Can you believe that? As did 606 children, 70% of them were male, age 12 to 14. And they say elementary school-age children who died by suicide were more likely to experience relationship problems with their family members or friends, while early adolescents who died by suicide were more likely to experience boyfriend or girlfriend problems. Wasn't there a young kid that just got bullied to the point where he killed himself? Let me look that up. Oh, my gosh. Wasn't it a very... Maybe that's also why this is... Gosh, there was a 9-year-old. That's right. He was 9 years old. Killed himself because of bullying. So you wonder if that could be the impetus for this. They say almost 4 out of every 10 suicides involving children age 5 to 11 were black children, mostly boys. They don't know why the rate is so high. But as these kids age, we start to see more whites commit suicide. They say 1/3 of the suicide victims had a mental health problem with attention deficit hyperactivity, the most common one. So maybe it's because they have impulsivity issues. Or they're already dealing with interpersonal challenges with the ADHD. We don't know. And so among the older kids with a mental health condition, depression was the most common disorder. They say strangulation, hanging, and suffocation were the most common methods of suicide among the younger children. For the older group, it was deaths by firearm. So, wow. I mean, what do we need to do? Well, one is, you know, when we grew up, you know, our parents didn't go, are you happy? How do you feel? It was shut up, do some chores, you know, shake it off, toughen up. Everybody else has it worse than you. Quit being a pansy and move on. And that's how we did it. So unfortunately, the world is different now. So when we turn around, and I've done that with my kids too. I go, really? You're upset when everybody else has a life, you know, worse than yours? That doesn't solve the problem. So, you know, I sit and go, okay, You know, what is it that bothers you? It's okay to feel, you know, look, you don't want to feel sad, but why are you feeling sad? What's bothering you? Talk to me about it. And so, and, you know, if you need to get somebody help, you have to get them help. You know, so if you're a school counselor and there's a child there that just looks like they're just not, you know, giggling and you know, acting like the other kids and seeming to get through their day happy, something could be up. And so we need to get the pediatrician involved. We need to, you know, if it's an emergency, get them to the emergency room. We need to get a psychologist, psychiatrist involved. But you have to realize that kids can do this. And, you know, what they're dealing with, I mean, the world is pretty scary for them. You know, here's the other thing, too, that's a big difference. Okay, yeah, maybe our parents told us to toughen up and we had to be tougher, etc. But the one thing I do remember is my parents hid the news from me. They didn't really want us to hear about their money problems. Okay, they tried not to fight in front of us, even though we saw it and heard it. I mean, there's only so much you can do in a small apartment. And when it came to the news, like, you know, the hostage crisis, you know, back in the late 70s, you know, in 79, they did not share that with us. Now kids see everything. They see dead bodies on their computer screens. They walk by the news. You know, I'm watching the news in the morning, and my kids walk by when I'm on the treadmill, and they're seeing what I'm seeing on the news. And that is in broad daylight when we're getting ready for school. So, you know, kids these days are exposed to things that we weren't as kids. And maybe they really are not ready for this. Apparently, a West Virginia boy, 9 years old, was driven to suicide because he was bullied at school. Jackson Grubb was found dead on Saturday by his sister, who told WVVA that she had made the unfortunate discovery when she walked into his bedroom to cheer him up with a frog that she found. No foul play suspected. I don't think we know the cause, but right now there's a GoFundMe account to raise money for funeral services. Apparently they had raised about $10,000, according to the family. And a 13-year-old had unfortunately killed himself in Staten Island after his school failed to stop his constant bullying over his weight and his grades, and he was found by his sister after he hanged himself. So I don't know how to fix bullying. I mean, bullying has always been there, and that's unfortunately a part of growing up. But what we can do, if we can't stop the bullying, and I still think there's measures we could do, and I'm really proud of the schools that have been doing it, but what we do need to do is be able to identify and be there for the kid. You know, still a lot of us, when we came home, you know, if our moms weren't working, they were there. Now these kids are coming home to an empty room. Okay? They're not coming home to loving arms. They're coming home, and then when parents do come home, we're tired, we're not, you know? So, teen suicide, it's scary. It's scary. Nothing that's scary is cancer, but Microsoft thinks that we are going to be cancer-free in 10 years. One of its research lab aims to tackle the disease as if it were a bug in a computer. They hope to make cells into living computers that could reprogram cancer cells within the next decade. So at the Microsoft Research Lab based in Cambridge, 150 scientists and software developers are working on a wide variety of projects as part of the Biological Computation Unit. The company says its eventual goal is to make cells into living computers. The idea is these cells could be programmed and reprogrammed to treat diseases like cancer. They say, I think it will be technically possible in 5 to 10 years' time to put a smart molecular system that could detect disease, which is kind of the way that they've been trying to fight cancer, where you basically attack it like a virus would. They're even thinking about using viruses as well. So this is some interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Rebel.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.